at a concert, I can get hurt, racing like a big jerk for a seat on the front row where their fingers can be seen. At a movie, you can find me somewhere back of row three, climbing over people to the middle of the screen. Life is full of wonders to enjoy, and I want to see them all from the perfect vantage point. Read an essay on Sunday about electric airplanes. It said by 2050 they'll be filling up the sky. Clapped my hands and started planning to watch those quiet landings, then realize that I will come up a few years shy. Then a thought raised the corners of my mouth, the epiphany that I'll have the best seat in the house. I'll be close enough to read the pilot's face, to feel the rush of air, the wings displace. I'll be near enough to hear those engines purr, to touch the icy clouds high above the earth. I'll be sitting there just like a VIP, and my brother will be chilling there with me in the balcony. I'm obsessed with the celestial, watched all the Cosmos specials, and sometimes on a clear night I'll just lie out in the yard. I'll take my hands and I'll imagine I open up the heavens and try to find the answers that hide behind the stars. But I know there's a seat reserved for me, where the teacher will reveal what the Hubble cannot see. I'll be far enough to frame the Milky Way, to see creation's edge where time falls away. I'll be smart enough to hear the master's truths, to know why I exist, what I was made to do. I'll be sitting there just like a VIP, and my mom and dad will share it all with me in the balcony. I won't have to jump online when tickets go on sale. I'll have the perfect view with leg room to spare in the balcony.